don't know how to open this one.
You could open it by saying, hi, this is the Ad Hominem Podcast with your hosts, Austin Irwin and Joel Holland.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
And also a guest.
We'll go with that. Congratulations, Austin. You just started the episode.
Oh, boom. Didn't even know I was doing it.
All right. So, yeah, welcome everyone. And thanks, Austin, for your unintentional opening. Yeah, we have a guest on this week. Audio drama writer and actual play podcast host, Michelle Nicolaisen. You do a lot of other things, though, right?
Yeah, I have. Also, side note, congratulations on saying my last name correctly on the first try. I don't know if you, like, did research on that or anything, but that's not super common, so high five. I have an audio drama that I write and produce, and then I have an actual play podcast that I DM and do some sound work on, and I'm, like, all working on book two in a novel series, and also have a line of planners. I have too many projects, and I'm a freelance writer on top of all of that, so.
Yeah, I was listening to Unplaced.
That is a lot of stuff.
I was listening to Unplaced all week, and so I heard your name said at the end of each episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That explains it.
So, Michelle, welcome to the show again. Could I check your credentials real quick? Why are you qualified to be on this show?
So I believe what I said the last time that this was discussed was I am qualified to participate in a logical debate because I grew up in, like, rural Bible Belt Missouri. And I have a lot of experience arguing on very bad, like, logical fallacies galore because of that background.
Understandable. Let's go ahead and announce the winners of the debates for the 12th episode of the Ad Hominem Podcast featuring Whitney Nelson of Historical Hotties. Okay, again, Twitter seems to be a 50-50 tie, with three debates being 50-50, and then one being 100% Austin and the other being 100% Whitney. So let's go into Facebook, because it's got some more interesting results. Who won debate one, which was about whether pizza should be flat or folded? 80% of our listening audience said flat, and then 20%, which I think includes Whitney herself, said folded. Oh yeah, we talked about this last time, and don't worry, Whitney, you're good, but we aren't doing the vote for yourself thing anymore. We figure that's a little unfair for the numbers at this point. Sandwiches, should they be cut diagonally or cut vertically? Now this one surprised me, but 67% of our audience leaned Austin.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of figured that this would be one of the ones that went the other way just because of the topic, but...
Yeah, just because of the topic. Wow, that's interesting.
But nah, Austin, you got the win there.
I guess your boy's getting good at debating.
I guess so.
Even though I'm still terrible at it.
It's okay. And then debate three, Oreos. Now this one, Whitney did win.
Oh yeah, 100%.
No, I was actually... 75%.
Well.
Now on to the president fights. 100% of people think James K. Polk would beat Metal Cubone in a fight.
Ouch. And it's Molten Metal Cubone, thank you. Don't disrespect my Pokemon.
I'm sorry. It didn't fit in the box, so...
Well, that's lame. Facebook, change your shit.
It was Twitter, too.
Well, you know what?
All right, if it makes you feel better...
I don't know.
67% of our listeners think that Martin Van Buren would beat Lego Bulbasaur.
Thank goodness. Like I said, he could just stomp them out, even though stomping Legos is not the best solution to getting rid of them.
No, definitely not. So let's see, what was that? That was, I think, Austin, there are five debates. You won three of them. Now, anyway, let's get on to this episode's debate, which is going to be about, let's see, let's all rewind a minute to 2016, when a hot new game came out on the internet under the domain name whichonevapes.com.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Wait, was I not clear on that?
You know what? You probably told me, and I probably just forgot, as always.
You told me. I was prepared.
Every episode's a surprise.
I usually try and tell you guys what's up. I think I do, anyway.
Well, it's better. Honestly, I think it's better that it's a surprise, because then I'm, like, more on my toes, you know?
I guess so.
don't know. Maybe it's not good that it's a surprise. We'll find out.
Yeah, I guess so. So, if you don't know what Which One Vapes is, it is basically a game where you look at two celebrities, or I guess you can play it among your friends too, and decide from what you know about them, which one is more likely to vape. And so, that's what we're going to be doing this week. And in case you're listening in for the first time, this is Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. We are playing a debate game where you are required to use a logical fallacy. You'll find out what the player's logical fallacies were at the end, and when you find that out, I will judge them based on their performance and use of fallacy. Now, let's go ahead and get started. All right, for debate one, which one vapes, Patrick Stewart or Ian McKellen? Austin, you are pro Patrick Stewart. Michelle, you are Ian McKellen.
Now, just so that I'm 100% clear, we're arguing for our celebrity being the one that vapes, yes?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure before I...
All right, understandable. Austin, you're going first.
Oh, dear. All right.
So just whenever you're ready...
So, Patrick Stewart, he's a bald guy. He's kind of old. He's got a nice beard now, I think. I think he still has that. He played a lot in X-Men, and he played Poop in the Emoji movie. Now, I don't know about you, but I think a guy that cool has 100% has got to vape. Because, listen, cool people vape, all right? And Patrick Stewart is probably one of the coolest old dudes I've heard of. So, Patrick Stewart is cool equals totally vapes.
So, Ian McKellen, as you probably know, got his start in traditional theater. And if you've ever met a theater person, they're incredibly dramatic and they like doing flashy things. And you can get those vapes that have like all of the lights and you can do all these cool smoke tricks. And if you don't think that somebody who got their start in traditional theater and did theater their entire life and is still a successful actor and is also not straight would not be immediately drawn to something as flashy as a vape and learning how to do smoke tricks with it and all of that, then I think you're wrong. Because if there's anything that I know from all of the theater gays that I'm friends with is that, also for context, I'm part of this community too, so... That's better than it sounds. It's that we love dramatic things, and vapes fall under that category. That's my argument.
Patrick Stewart was a narrator in the movie Ted and Ted 2. Now, what did they do in Ted and Ted 2? I'm pretty sure they both of the main characters smoked. And Patrick Stewart was kind of like exposed to that and that culture. So being kind of exposed to that, Patrick was like, yeah, maybe I can get in on this, you know, maybe this can be my thing. So he donned the nice white beard, grabbed himself a mod and a tank, and fucking blew huge clouds all over Hollywood, just all over the red carpet. I guarantee you he can do amazing smoke tricks. I mean, it's got to be in his nature as a cool person, because we all know cool people vape.
I think that the argument that everyone who is cool vapes is wrong, because I know a ton of cool people who do not vape, and I also know people who vape who are not cool. Now, if you're saying that someone has to vape because of an inherent coolness, you're wrong, but while vaping may or may not be cool, and the person doing it may or may not be cool, it is flashy and dramatic. And everyone I know that's flashy and dramatic has to have some way of showing that, whether that's in their clothes or the way they talk or the way they act. And a lot of those people do that through their accessories, including things like vape rigs and blowing that sweet cotton.
Like you said earlier, people who tend to be more flashy vape and stuff, but that's not necessarily true either. You don't have to be flashy or extra to, you know, blow some sick clouds, you know. You can perhaps play William Shakespeare on Romeo and Juliet. And, I mean, I think that calls for an inherent amount of coolness. I mean, this guy has done it all. He was the captain on Star Trek. Like, Captain Picard. Coolest dude. And honestly, out in space, I mean, there's no atmosphere, but I'm pretty sure he provided it by blowing that sick cotton cloud.
I don't think that's how atmosphere works. But also, my closing statement on whether Sir Ian McKellen vapes or not is that he played Gandalf in Lord of the Rings and in the Hobbit trilogies, and Gandalf constantly had a pipe. And he's also known to be a method actor, so I don't think it's completely out of the question to say that Ian McKellen vaped as a way to get into character for Gandalf, and then maybe he stuck with that habit throughout the years.
Well, thank you all for playing. That was our first debate of the evening. Which one vapes? Captain Stewart? Patrick Stewart of the Patrick Stewart of the Captain Picard fame, or Ian McKellen of the Gandalf fame? And yes, both these people were in X-Men, which apparently Austin's never seen.
I have seen X-Men! Oh my gosh, I just don't know the actors.
Okay, whatever you say.
Jeez.
That was a whole thing before this even began. Moving on.
Yeah, it was, and apparently it's still a thing, Joel.
That will always be a thing now.
We're never going to forget you.
It'll always be a thing now. Anyway, Austin.
Please don't. You know what? Hold on. Let me get this out there real quick. Don't at me. All right, continue.
Okay. Would you read us your fallacy?
Yeah, I sure would. False cause. Saying that a correlation, real or perceived, between two phenomena equals an association between them.
Okay. And
cool people vape. That was my correlation.
Yeah. And Michelle actually called you out on that. So, nice.
Yes.
Michelle, what was your fallacy?
Mine was anecdote, use personal experiences or isolated examples as evidence instead of supplying research to support your claim.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, your theater friends.
I was trying. Yeah. I don't have that much experience with Sir Ian McKellen himself, so I was sort of group associating.
Understandable.
I met Patrick Stewart plenty of times.
Sure you have, Austin.
No, I have not. I have not. I would love to.
Yeah, let's get him on the
hey,
show.
Patrick Stewart, if you're listening to this, just, you know what, Patrick Stewart? You can at me, you know?
Yeah.
He's the only one.
He's the only one. Sorry, everybody else is canceled.
Yeah. You know, if Hugh Jackman, if you're listening, if you want to roast Austin for not knowing the cast of the original X-Men series, I think he'd be cool with that, too.
You know, if Hugh Jackman added me in a tweet and called me out, I think I'd be okay with that.
See? What did I tell you? Also, you want to come on our show? Next off, we have judging. So, first and foremost, we have who used their fallacy better. That is a tough one in this situation. You both had some pretty clear and pretty good fallacy uses. I don't know. I like cool kids vape better a little bit. That's how that one goes. Who had the best opening argument? I'm going to give that one to Michelle.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
As for best responses to criticism, you know, it wasn't exactly criticism that you were responding to, but you did call Austin out on his fallacy, which was pretty cool. Michelle, you win debate one on those grounds.
Woo!
I honestly thought she would have got the best fallacy use, too.
That one was a tough one, but it was you.
I knew she was going to win that one. She did really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Oh, you're doing all right. Let's move on to our next debate. For debate two, who is more likely to vape, Josh Hutcherson or Liam Hemsworth? Who, of course, you all know from that one post-apocalyptic dystopia thing.
Hunger Games.
Yeah,
Hunger
Games. I hear it got a bit of hype a few years ago.
I thought you were going to say who you know from his brother.
Yeah.
Well, Josh Hutcherson's brother is not as well known as him, if he exists. You know, I should probably look that up before putting it in the episode.
Probably.
No, you're okay. Correct. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page now.
Does it say that he has a brother at all?
Yes, he has one younger brother, Connor. Good
oh,
call.
Wow. Connor Hutcherson.
Okay, Connor, maybe your time in the spotlight will come, but no, not right now. Right now, we're focusing on
I bet Connor
the two
vapes.
People who were in that one movie together that one time, or I guess four times.
Wait, was Liam in anything after? I think
he was in Independence Day Resurgence, apparently.
He was. Oh yeah, he was in every single Hunger Games.
Man, the older he gets, the more he looks like Chris. That's a little...
Yeah, I know. That. I noticed that, too. See, when you put Liam Hemsworth, I was like, does he mean Chris? I think he means Chris, no. But no.
I mean who I mean.
All right. He was in The Muppets as himself. What a guy.
Yeah. Wait, is that the TV show or the movie?
TV show.
The one from a couple years ago?
Yeah, 2015. Okay.
I didn't finish that.
I never saw any of it.
Okay. You didn't miss out on much.
Yes. I'm going first, so you just want me to jump in?
Yeah. Just give your opening statement about why Josh Hutcherson vaped.
Okay, so Josh Hutcherson definitely vapes because he's been spotted smoking more than once. And since he smokes, we all know that vaping, while there's not like super hard science on this, is somewhat healthier than smoking. It's probably better if you're trying to stay in shape and stay in super athletic shape like Josh Hutcherson would be, because he probably wants to be in more action movies since he was in The Hunger Games, which is a fairly physical franchise. So chances are he switched from smoking to vaping and now vapes as a way to get his nicotine without having to have all of the negative side effects of smoking and stay in that fighting movie shape, since he's probably looking to get in more movies like that.
Liam Hemsworth, he was also in The Hunger Games. And fun fact, he also smoked for a while. And he is on the list of celebrities that have smoked. So maybe he's kind of trying to turn his life around, you know, go the vaping way. Also, in The Hunger Games, he was kind of like that more like natural dude, you know, that was like kind of one with nature. And he was always out there, and he kind of gives off those person that would vape vibe. Now, I have no idea what the other stuff that he does in life is, so that's too hard for me to understand. So I'm just going over that. Just the vibes he gives off, you know, yeah, he's got a vape, 100%.
Well, first off, I would like to say that if your argument is that someone is a natural person and then vapes, that seems like a counterintuitive argument, because vaping is inherently not natural. My other counterpoint is that as someone who had a more active role because he was in the arena in Hunger Games, whereas Liam Hemsworth's character was not in the arena in the Hunger Games trilogy. So the character that Josh Hutcherson played was sort of up front and center in the action, which would involve doing a lot more stunt work and a lot of the kind of things where you need to stay super physically fit for it, which makes it more likely that he would switch to vaping over smoking and stay in peak physical condition as a result.
I don't know what vaping has to do with staying in peak physical condition. I don't know why that's like a thing or why it would be. So nah, get out of here with that nonsense. What I do know is that there are pictures of Liam Hemsworth vaping out here on the internet. So, I mean, 100%, he's got to be vaping. He's got to be blowing them fat clouds. And, I mean, he wasn't in the main action in The Hunger Games, but, I mean, his character was still pretty physically fit. So, like I said, don't know what vaping has to do with that. Maybe the dude just works out, eats healthy. Who knows?
As someone who would want to, if they're switching from smoking, which we know that Josh Hutcherson has done in the past, because there are many, many pictures of that all over the internet. So if someone is switching from smoking and trying to stay, wants to quit, but is also like trying to make it easier on themselves and wants to stay in really good physical shape without having all of the downsides of smoking, it's extremely likely that they would switch to vaping. And Josh Hutcherson clearly wants to stay in good action movie shape since he's taken action movie roles in the past. And since we also know that he smokes in the past, that's kind of at odds with this other thing. So he's a very good candidate for someone who would vape.
You know, Josh Hutcherson may have acted in, you know, action movies and stuff like that, which is cool. But I mean, so has Liam here. He was also on an episode of The Muppets, and you can't be going around smoking cigarettes in front of kids. But vaping? Now you can. Kids can get down with that. They see that those fat clouds of cotton rolling over the air, and they're like, yeah, that's a cool dude. He doesn't smoke, he vapes. What an awesome guy. So Liam, 100% has to vape. Doesn't need to have anything to do with being in physical shape, because I'm sure his brother Chris helps him out with that workout routine. We've all seen how buff that man is. So 100% Liam Hemsworth vapes.
Good job on that one, guys. That was probably going to be very entertaining, and my tenses in that sentence were horrible.
You had, like, no inflection with your words. I feel like you're mocking us.
I am. I'm not, actually. I'm just making it up as I go.
Ooh, what a wild ride.
Michelle. You want to read your fallacy first?
Yes, my fallacy was the gambler's fallacy, which is when you assume information about future events based on a trend set by past events.
Okay. Austin, then, I guess.
My fallacy was personal
I think it's pronounced...
incredulity.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Personal incredulity. Fuck it. disregard information simply because it was hard to understand.
Yep.
As I just did there by saying, fuck it.
Understandable. So, let's judge. Best fallacy use. Let's see. Austin, you kind of made up your own points to be incredulous about. Nope, never mind. You did the thing in your counterpoint.
Yeah.
Michelle, you did the other thing. Your argument was that Josh Hutcherson would quit smoking to do more physical roles.
Yes, my argument was that he's been seen smoking and he's taken action roles in the past. So if we accept that A, he is a smoker, and B, he wants to take more action roles, then C, he probably quit smoking and switched to vaping because it's
okay.
less bad
yeah.
on your lungs.
That's a pretty good inference. I don't know. I think I'm going to give the fallacy use on this one to Michelle.
Understandable.
Best opening argument. I'm going to give that one to Austin. I thought it was a little bit funnier. Best responses to criticism. Austin? Yeah, it was in your counterpoint you opened by using your fallacy to counter a point.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. We'll go with that. So Austin takes round two.
Sick.
No. We're neck and neck.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
If only my opinion mattered. All right. Are we ready to move on then?
Yeah, I just slammed a cherry vanilla Pepsi, so...
Man, I wish I had some soda in the house at the moment.
I broke into the only beer that I have in my house for this podcast.
Oh.
Because I wanted to make sure that I was slightly less loose than I've been feeling after this week. So y'all should feel honored.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We're just honored that you showed up.
Dang it.
I'm sorry, Austin. There's a strong case for both of these, I think. We are arguing this time. Which one vapes? Willem Dafoe or Jack Black? Austin is pro Dafoe, and Michelle is pro Jack.
This one's just too easy.
Is it? I feel like there's...
I think it is, honestly.
I think there's a good case for each of these, which is why I made that pairing.
I think there could probably be a case for Willem Dafoe. Jack Black is definitely... There's definitely a solid case there.
I mean, okay, I want to point this out. I noticed this earlier. For, like, every other Wikipedia page I had pulled up, it was, like, everybody's profile picture was, like, at an interview or, like, on the red carpet. And then Jack Black is him on a stage in concert in, like, a raggedy t-shirt and blue jeans. And everybody else is, like, nice, dressed up and stuff. I'm like, that's too – I was like, that's it. That's too easy.
Yeah, he looks pretty gnarly.
Honestly, Jack Black is – I think he's a cool dude. He's got to be a cool dude.
Which, of course, means he vapes. Anyway, so, Austin, you're going first, right?
Willem Dafoe is a man, possibly a myth, and probably a legend. He has won quite a few awards. Honestly, he just has the look of someone that vapes like there's no tomorrow. He probably hotboxes his limo on a daily basis. And, I mean, he's won, like, let's see, just on his Wikipedia page, he has 5 awards. And I feel like if those people believe in Willem Dafoe, I can believe that Willem Dafoe vapes.
Well, my first piece of evidence is that according to churnmag.com, which is a premier source for vaping news and entertainment, Jack Black definitely vapes and even poses for photos when he drops into random vape shops. So if a niche vaping magazine online is saying that he definitely vapes, then I feel like it's a pretty solid bet that he vapes. Also, side evidence is that Black has talked about smoking and using other various substances throughout his life, so I feel like there's a pretty solid bet that he vapes, and that comes straight from the horse's mouth. And honestly, I think that's pretty much all of the evidence that I need for my opening statement.
Willem Dafoe, as we all know, was the Green Goblin in the original Spider-Man movies. He was in the first one as the Green Goblin, and then he was in the second and third one with cameos as Norman Osborn. And as we all know, Green Goblin has, like, this thing with appearing out of smoke. How do you think that smoke got there? That's right, Willem Dafoe's fat cotton blows. It was on a movie. You probably didn't see it behind all of those thick clouds of smoke, but Willem Dafoe was 100% behind there with all of his cast and crew blowing fat clouds.
Jack Black definitely vapes because he's been seen vaping by multiple firsthand people. There's a whole subreddit dedicated to electronic cigarette enthusiasts who say that he is, I don't know why enthusiasts got such a weird pronunciation there, but he's stopped into vape stores, he's purchased Provari mods, and if one of the premier vaping magazines on the internet is saying that he is a celebrity who vapes, and then the person himself is saying that he's smoked various substances throughout his life, I think that that is a much more credible source than something that was in a movie.
Willem Dafoe has been nominated for so many awards. We've got a best villain, best supporting actor, best actor, you know, all these different things. And I think if people trust Willem Dafoe enough to be a good villain or a good actor, I think I trust him enough to vape. I mean, he honestly, in the movies I've seen him in, there's been a lot of smoke surrounding his character, which either means that they put a lot of fog machines into the recording sessions, or he's just got his vape on him at all times, just blowing fat clouds down to his feet, and then they're just, you know, rising up above him as they're going shooting their movies and whatnot.
The people who care the most about vaping are also probably the ones who are the most likely to make accurate statements about the people who are in their community and the people who do vape. And if one of the premier magazines of the online vaping community is willing to go out on a limb and say that Jack Black is definitely a vapor, have a picture of him smoking a vape, and also there are multiple reports from first-person reports from Reddit of electronic cigarette enthusiasts who have no reason to lie, that seems like a pretty solid indication to me that he definitely vapes. Plus, when you add in the other evidence from the man himself, I think that we can say, case closed, Jack Black definitely vapes.
Well, good job. We're over halfway there at this point. And that's what I have to say about that. Austin, fallacy.
My fallacy was appeal to authority. State that because an authority figure believes something or that the law says so, it must be true or right. I don't know who the authority is on vaping, so I didn't know what to say for that. That's why I went for his awards. Also, I tried to look up stuff for it, and there is a website called Vaping Underground that has more than one article on Willem Dafoe, but none of them have anything to do with him vaping. Because I saw that's that, amazing. I was like, Vaping Underground? Dude, that's an in. I was like, that's got to be it. And it's just like, y'all seen Willem Dafoe in this movie?
I don't know. I think if I was in the Netflix movie Death Note, I would probably take up vaping to cope. I do like that you made Willem Dafoe the expert on whether or not Willem Dafoe vapes. That was a nice one. Michelle, what was your fallacy?
My fallacy was the genetic fallacy, accept or dismiss evidence based purely on its source.
And so you went and found the premier vaping magazine.
Or something like it, yeah.
Okay. That works, I think.
Works better than what I had.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe is the expert on whether or not Willem Dafoe vapes, which is true, but
yeah.
Let's do a judging here. Best fallacy use. Michelle, you used yours more correctly. Even if I did like how Austin played it, yours was more correctly done. So I'm going to give it to you. Best opening argument. I think I'm also going to give that one to Michelle. You get the sources on Jack Black. Apparently there's a lot of them. Who knew? So Michelle, you win this one. Best responses to criticism, Yay! Though. No, that's also totally Michelle. So, good job, Michelle. You got the hat trick on the third debate.
Yay!
Do you guys want to know the headline of this article, by the
yes.
way?
Yes.
This is one of the articles on Vaping Underground. Defoe, quote, didn't feel the need to know the manga. For Death Note.
And that's important enough to vapers, I guess.
Apparently, but only the underground vapers.
All right. Let's get on to our fourth debate.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So I've got Sean Ashmore, right?
Yes.
Yep, and I've got Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, so the question is, which one vapes, Sean Ashmore or Kevin Bacon? Also, both these people were in X-Men.
Wait, Kevin Bacon was an X-Men?
Yeah, he was the villain in First
Class.
Yeah,
even I didn't know that.
Oh, right. Different, yes. But not the same. Not at the same time.
Well, no, I guess not.
Not in-universe or out-of-universe.
No, I was going to say Days of Future Past, Sean Ashmore was back as Iceman, but Kevin Bacon's character was dead canonically at that point.
He did star in The Following.
That is true. That was a nice show. The first season was, anyway.
I haven't seen any.
The rest of it might be good. I just haven't got to it yet. I've had other crime dramas distracting me, like the great Jessica Jones season 2.
I'm so excited to get started.
Yeah. So let's get started on this. Michelle, go ahead.
So Sean Ashmore has starred in a lot of tense movies where he might need something to sort of relax him a little bit behind the scenes, but still keep him on his game enough that he can continue acting. He's been in X-Men, he's been in The Following, video game, he's been a voice actor in a video game that sounds like a potentially stressful video game. And so I think it's safe to say that Sean Ashmore definitely vapes because he would need something to keep there from being like character bleed from all of these super tense roles into his day-to-day life and keep that divide, but like without affecting his ability to act. So Sean Ashmore, he vapes.
Kevin Bacon is known for a lot of movies. He currently has 87 credits on IMDb. You know, I think he also just kind of has the face of a person that vapes. I mean, man, when he gets home, his hand flies to that vape and, you know, those clouds, boom, fly above his head. Easy peasy. And he's just got so much stuff going on. Also, there's this whole thing about the Bacon number, which is pretty interesting. And I think a lot of people that have a Bacon number 0 have also vaped. So he's just kind of like been in that immersion with them. And he's absorbed that kind of power to the power to vape, you know, just blow off some steam, blow out some clouds.
Austin says that Kevin Bacon looks like someone who vapes. But if you look at other popular celebrities that vape, whether it's Lindsay Lohan or Johnny Depp or Leonardo DiCaprio, Kevin Bacon looks nothing like any of them. And we don't even know. Jack Nicholson also vapes, apparently. Do we even know if Kevin Bacon smokes? If he doesn't smoke, why would he vape? Or if he's never smoked, why would he vape? If we don't know any of these things, then we can't say that he looks like someone who would vape, especially when he doesn't look like a lot of these other people that vape.
So you said we don't even know if Kevin Bacon vapes. In this article right here, it says Kevin Bacon seen twirling around to the rhythm of 80s music while smoking heavily in Footloose. I mean, so there we know he smokes, smoke cigarettes, probably smokes on some vape juice. Like I said, he's got all these different things going on. He has worked with people that have vaped. He has absorbed that information and he just kind of absorbs that juice and just puffs it back out right into the world. Get that, you know, nice little cloud forming, cotton blowing, you know. I think he's completely down to vape, and he, like I said, he still looks like the kind of person that would definitely vape.
The strongest evidence that has been presented by Austin is that Kevin Bacon smoked in Footloose, but Footloose was released in 1984, which is like 24 years ago, if I'm doing my math right. No, 34? Oh, wow, 34 years ago? That's painful. But he hasn't been seen smoking in movies since then, or in day-to-day life since then, and let alone vaping, then I think that it is quite a leap to say that Kevin Bacon vapes. Whereas my man Sean Ashmore definitely needs something to sort of take the edge off on these super tense movies that he's filming, where he's being hunted by...
Kevin Bacon was in a movie called Mystic River. As we all know, or as I know, since I actually vape, there is actually a company out there that I cannot remember the name of the company, but there is 100% at the vape shop that is like a block away from my apartment. They sell a vape juice called Mystic River. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that those two things could possibly be correlated together. So Mystic River movie, Mystic River vape, it just kind of ties in. Now, he played Sean Devine in that one. And let's be real, vaping is divine for, like, you know, the upper class. So we can all 100% assured Kevin Bacon vapes, and so does everybody with a zero Kevin Bacon number. That's it.
Austin, are you... Austin, are you aware that Sean Ashmore, by starring in a movie with Kevin Bacon, I mean a TV show with Kevin Bacon, has a number of zero?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'll tell you what. I pulled really hard for that closing statement. I was honestly debating in my head, you know, I could let Jill pass it up. I could just not embarrass myself.
All right.
There is a vape juice called Mystic River out there. I'm 100% certain.
Oh man.
Yeah. This one I think is going to be kind of hard for me because I'm struggling to see how either of you used your fallacy. So maybe when you read them off, if you could like justify yourselves a little bit for me. starting with you, Michelle.
My fallacy was to quote. I don't know if that's the correct way to say
it.
To
quoque, I think.
To quoque. All right. Yes. Well, it's like a running gag that I don't know how to pronounce anything. So, declare criticism invalid because the opponent's actions don't wholly match that of their claim. My attempt to follow this fallacy was stating that since Kevin Bacon has never been seen vaping and hasn't been seen smoking consecutively and hasn't been, you know, Austin talked about this movie from 34 years ago.
It sure was.
It's, I think that's the right, yeah, it's gotta be. Anyways, so that doesn't entirely match his claim that Kevin Bacon smokes or vapes. That was my attempt. I'm not sure if I interpreted the fallacy correctly or did my argument as matches the fallacy, but that was my reasoning.
The way it's supposed to go is sort of like Austin says, Kevin Bacon vapes, but Austin doesn't vape, so he wouldn't know, or something like that. Or maybe Austin...
But Austin does.
Yeah, so you
vape.
Could say, yeah, but Austin vapes, so his judgment is clouded by his own vape cloud, or something like that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I misinterpreted it. But I tried really hard.
I get that. I heard you reaching for it a couple times, and I thought, oh, is she going to connect it? So, A for effort. Austin, what was yours?
My fallacy was ambiguity. Intentionally use words with multiple meanings or obscure meanings to confuse your opponent or disguise your message.
The only thing you disguised in your message was that if anyone wasn't paying attention, you did consent that Sean Ashmore also vapes.
Well, okay, I didn't directly do that, so that was kind of ambiguous. A wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Also, I looked up if Kevin Bacon smokes, like, right after you said it. And, God, I can't remember his name in the movie, but there's a picture of one of the dudes from The Breakfast Club that appeared next to it when the article is talking about Kevin Bacon, which he wasn't in Breakfast Club, or at least he's not credited for it. And it was talking about Footloose. And I was like, that is completely unrelated. Why would you put that there?
I would also like to note that on this list of celebrities that I vape, I'm very annoyed because at the end of, to be fair, he is at the end of this list, but this list has people like Katy Perry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Catherine Heigl, I think is how you say her name, Lindsay Lohan, and then at the bottom, at Samuel L. Jackson, and then at the bottom of the list is fucking PewDiePie, which seems like doesn't belong on this
list.
He's
worth $1 billion, so...
Yeah, PewDiePie has like 50 million subscribers on YouTube, so I wouldn't doubt.
Like, some celebrities don't make as much as he did in the past. Cough.
Also, I don't know how you keep finding all these informations on people that vape.
Austin, just go to whichonevapes.com and look at the confirmed vapors list.
Is that? I didn't know that was still a thing.
That's still a thing.
No, I haven't been using that. Oh, you haven't? I didn't know that was a thing. No, I've just been, I'm a freelance writer, so I'm like an expert in researching things very quickly so that I can bullshit an argument.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking like, I am getting all the celebrities that just don't vape, so there's no information on them. I'm like, I can't argue for something when it is known to be false.
Yeah, you can. It's called bullshit.
I get it.
Although, yeah, so on that note, apparently Sean Ashmore has actually tweeted about how much he hates smoking and has, like, released an anti-smoking PSA, so...
Oh my gosh.
It's possible. You just gotta bullshit real hard.
Yeah, I was pulling really hard for the ambiguity, because I don't know how to be ambiguous. I'm always straightforward with people.
So I don't know that either of you used your fallacy well.
I don't think either of us did.
Okay, so...
But we tried!
Yeah, you tried. I'll have to come back to that. Right now, I'm thinking that neither of you used it, so therefore you're both disqualified, therefore neither of you are disqualified.
Well, okay. That makes sense.
I think it makes sense. Alright,
so let's move on to opening arguments. Austin wins opening arguments for Power of the Vape.
Okay.
But you don't remember saying that like, all the zeros on the Kevin Bacon list gave him their vape powers?
No, I remember saying that. I was just saying, okay, like, yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you remember saying that because it was funny.
It was pretty good.
Best responses to criticism. Michelle, that's going to have to go to you. Because, Austin, I'm not sure you acknowledged much of anything Michelle said.
I'll be honest. I was frantically, like, every time Michelle was speaking, I was like... This is my chance to frantically Google shit so I can have even a little bit of argument to go off of. Anything. I was like, does he smoke? Has he ever been seen around a cigarette? Like,
apparently he has in an anti-smoking campaign. Crap, now I gotta break a tie. Austin, you did do an ambiguity with the bacon number thing. But I don't think it was on purpose, but it still kind of happened. I gotta go ahead and say you win for the accidental ambiguity.
Hell yeah.
You did an ambiguity. Good job.
I did it.
All right.
I did an invalid argument. Woohoo.
Good job, guys. Your arguments are all very illogical.
Yeah, that last round was especially like listening to two drunk lawyers just go at it.
Oh man, I would love to see that now. Hold on. Show.
Yes, I was about to say we need to find a couple people who are lawyers, get them absolutely smashed and see which one does better.
Okay, Austin. The law school at IUPUI is right across the street from the informatics building. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you
know what?
Hold
on. Well, hold on. Spring break is next week, but week after that.
That's the perfect time to find a drunk law student. Spring break.
I'm gonna ask on Twitter, does anybody know any law students? Yo, hold on. I'm gonna tweet that right now, actually. And by the end of the show, hopefully, here, let me type this up. Does anyone know any law students willing to get drunk
and be on a podcast?
Yep, there we go. Tweet sent.
Okay.
I could ask it on the IUPUI Facebook.
Yes,
page.
Please post it in our group as well.
Group of illogical debate?
Well, duh. What other group would there be?
I thought you meant, like, the actual group that we have for IUPUI students in our class.
Oh.
Because that is a thing.
I'm not in that group. Oh, jeez. Man. What's wrong with me? I'm a transfer student. That's what. Anyway, on that note, we're down to it, guys.
Hell yeah.
Last round.
Yeah. Last round. Okay. This is, like, I wanted to do this one the most, so I'm glad we're closing on it. Austin,
oh, yes.
Are you good?
Wait, who am I debating?
You're
for?
Jerry Trainer. All right. So the question is, which one vapes?
Hell yeah.
Jerry Trainer or Ashton Kutcher? Austin, do you know why Jerry Trainer vapes?
Jerry Trainer vapes because he has been on multiple Nickelodeon shows. And as I said earlier in one of my statements, that was, you can't go on a kid's show or, you know, be on like a kid network without, I mean, you can't be on there while you're smoking cigarettes. You have to vape. Jerry Trainer, he's got the nice kind of like thinned out beard. He's got the long hair. He's got the stereotypical vapor's look. He's got the rolled up sleeves, all of that stuff. He played Spencer on iCarly. And on there, I'm pretty sure at one point he set a bunch of stuff on fire. So he's kind of like into the smoke stuff, you know. He constantly has that, you know, just smoke just kind of coming off of him because he likes, you know, arson or something.
All right. So my two arguments for Ashton Kutcher vaping is that number one, he used to be a hardcore smoker. He would smoke as many as 40 cigarettes a day. And it is well known that vaping is often a choice for people who are trying to stop smoking. So if this guy used to smoke a buttload of cigarettes and wants to stop smoking a buttload of cigarettes, then vaping is a pretty easy way to make that transition because you still have like the muscle memory, you're still doing something, you're still getting some of that nicotine that you're craving so much. My other argument for Ashton Kutcher vaping is that he has played Startup Bros and in fact wound up in the startup scene. And if there is anybody I know that loves a good vape, it is freaking Startup Bros. So hanging around with Startup Bros is going to, like, lead to you vaping, pretty much inevitably. So Ashton Kutcher almost certainly vapes.
Ashton Kutcher, eh, he's whatever. But now this information. I have a nice little thing from a fandom Wikipedia page here that says, iCarly's Jerry Trainer wears smoking-related shirt on TV show. I'm sure that he was allowed to, you know, he's a well-headed individual. I'm sure that he was allowed to pick out his own shirts and stuff. And I'm 100% sure that he picked that out to get the message out that he, in fact, vapes. He blows those sick cotton clouds, you know, all white and puffy, you know, and they probably, knowing him, they probably smell like pineapple.
Ashton Kutcher, before he started acting as Startup Bros and got super involved in the startup scene with investing, he starred as Walden Schmidt on the CBS sitcom 2.5 Men. Who is his co-star? His co-star was Charlie Sheen. And at this time, Charlie Sheen was a heavy smoker who took up e-cigarettes as a solution when he was banned from smoking during certain venues, when he was on tour in certain venues. So if Ashton Kutcher used to smoke, was acting next to somebody who was a heavy smoker, and then started vaping, it is only a natural conclusion that Ashton, who was looking to quit smoking, would also wind up vaping.
You know, just because somebody smokes doesn't mean they're automatically going to flip to vaping to stop smoking. I've noticed you've said that with a lot of your arguments now, and I'm going to bring it back to this t-shirt. I mean, I think I've really got something here. He wore a smoking-related shirt on the TV show, and we all know how Nickelodeon is with subliminal messages. You just got to get it out there. Got to tell those kids, always vape those fat cotton clouds of pineapple-y goodness, and you'll go places, kids. You'll go places.
My argument is not necessarily that someone who is going to quit smoking is inherently going to turn to vaping, but if we have someone who is smoking heavily and is looking to quit smoking and is hanging out with somebody else who is also a heavy smoker and who switched to vaping as a way of sort of getting around rules where they can smoke, it seems like a natural thing that if you have someone you're hanging out with, you're going to wind up sort of doing the same thing they're doing. And if you add that and also the fact that he's hanging out with all of these startup bros because he's doing investing, he's playing Steve Jobs, he's hanging out in Silicon Valley, startup bros love a vapor, I feel like it's just sort of inevitable that Ashton Kutcher is going to wind up vaping.
And so that was our final debate with the talents of Michelle Nicolaisen joining us. Austin, you went first, so you want to go ahead and read off that fallacy of yours.
My fallacy was splitting hairs. Focus attention on an extremely small, specific, or inconsequential aspect of a topic, or what your opponent said.
You did that so good! Good job, dude!
Thank you.
High five!
Good job, yes.
My fallacy was slippery slope, which is a claim that one action or choice will lead to a chain of events, which then leads to a specific outcome.
That was done pretty well.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot.
Thanks. I tried.
Revive the smoking cessation argument for it, but it was,
it works.
That's also literally the only thing I know about vaping, because I had an ex who quit smoking through vaping. So yeah. As somebody who has never smoked and never vaped, that's literally all I know about it.
Yeah, I've never smoked, but I have a lot of friends that have quit smoking through vaping, and now that's like all they do.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, I'm down to no nicotine at all, and I vape all the time. I'm like, you know what? Good on you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, it makes sense that it would be an easier way to quit.
So, judging. Best fallacy use. I'm going to give to that shirt for the splitting hairs.
Hey, want to know a fun fact about the shirt?
Yeah.
The picture that they show for this has nothing. Like, hold on. I want to see if I can copy this image.
Yeah, just post that in the group.
Post the image in the group?
Yes.
It's...
Okay.
It has nothing to do with... It's just him in a suit. It's him in a suit.
Okay. Yes. No, seriously. Post a random picture of of Jerry Trainer in a suit in our group, and people will understand next week.
Oh, so do it right
yes.
now? All right. I'm going to go ahead and hop over to Facebook. God, this is taking forever to load up.
All right, let's move on then while that's doing that. I've only done fallacy use so far. Opening arguments. Let's see, I'm going to go Austin on that one too, I think. Response to criticism. I don't know, I feel like this was another one where you guys spent a lot of time defending your points to the point that you didn't present counterpoints.
Yeah,
I didn't really present a solid counterpoint just because, like, I don't know how to do a counterpoint in slippery slope style, I guess.
Okay.
That's not something that, which is not a counterpoint to your counterpoints, because I definitely did not do counterpoints.
If it's any consolation, I don't remember Austin doing one either.
I tried to at the very end by bringing up, like, oh, you keep bringing up the same.
That's true. You did that. You did do that. Hat trick for Austin.
Also, that image is posted in the group now if you want to see it.
All right, thank you.
I uploaded it with no context. It has no caption. It is just there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you see
yes,
it?
I'm looking at it right now.
Tell me what that has to do with smoking.
Nothing, but it's perfect. It's just like how when Rocket Jump started posting all this Chicky Boo stuff in the weeks leading up to them making that video about them getting a fake Japanese mascot.
Yeah.
That was our debates. Hopefully now the things that happened in the past are clear to you all. That is my story, and thank you for listening to our show. Thank you again, Michelle, for joining us. Before we get into our show's stuff, do you have any social links or mixtapes you would like to drop on our listeners?
Yeah, so I'm on various social networks at usually Michelle Nicolaisen or some kind of pun off of my name. So Shell Shock or Michelle Shock, I'll send you my Twitter link. And okay. You can find my writing at Unplaced, which is an audio drama. And then I also do sort of like alt 1920s actual play podcast, which is Serendipity City.
Okay. That is what Michelle does. And what we do is this show that you just listened to. You can find us on Twitter at Incitement Games. That's where all the news related to the show and the game that is being tested by the show will go. On Facebook, that picture that Austin just posted is in the group of Illogical Debate. So if you join the group, you can see Jerry Trainer in a suit. And if you're in the group already, now you know why Jerry Trainer is in a suit in the group.
This is going to be a wild ride for people. They're going to have to wait up until Wednesday.
I know, right?
They're going to be sitting there like leaning over their computer with like 20 separate tabs open. Like, what is?
what does he have to?
Why is Jerry Traynor here?
What does he have to do with the illogical debate?
They'll have a whole conspiracy board by next Wednesday.
I hope so. Absolutely. I hope so. If they don't, I am going to instigate it from behind the scenes and
send us your best conspiracy board, and we'll feature it on the page.
It has all become clear, though. So that is our show. Thank you all for listening once again. And always remember, debates are not about proving your point. They're about asserting dominance over your opponent.
I'm already dead on the inside, might as well be dead on the outside.